Federal Parliament has made history, voting to legalise same-sex marriage. After untold hours of debate, the House of Representatives passed the bill. A number of coalition MPs tried to make the changes to the bill, but they were defeated. People in Parliament erupted into song as it was passed. This is how it unfolded. Some of the emotion as that bill was passed. For more on this, I'm joined by Stephanie Boris from our Parliament House studio. Steph, same-sex marriage has been legalised in Australia. How was the response when the final result was read out? We understand it was pretty exciting in there.
Yeah, it's pretty electric down here in Canberra, as you can imagine. There's been a number of people waiting around all day to see this legislation pass Parliament. It's pretty exciting to be here watching it all unfold. The public gallery is packed, and that's not usual for a Thursday afternoon here in Canberra. A number of famous faces among the crowd too, including Ian Thorpe and Magda Sabansky. Now, there were only four people that voted no for legalising same-sex marriage. That was Bob Katter, Russell Broadbent, Keith Pitt and David Littleproud. We understand Tony Abbott abstained. Now, in terms of how many yeses there were and noes, the rule is when there's less than five noes, they don't do an official count, but those four noes will be recorded into Parliament and into Hansard. Now, just before this final vote was done, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull addressed Parliament.
What a day. What a day for love, for equality, for respect. Australia has done it. Every Australian had their say and they said it's fair, get on with it. And the Parliament has got on with it and we have voted today for equality, for love. It's time for more marriages.
That's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull speaking just before that final vote was read out. Now, it's interesting to keep in mind the process that it took to get here. About more than 50 senators spoke on this same-sex marriage legislation. More than 110 MPs spoke on this same-sex legislation. And just before the vote was read out, apart from Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull addressing Parliament, opposition leader Bill Shorten also had his say on this historic moment.
Australia, we are going to make marriage equality a reality in minutes. The Australia of tomorrow begins with what we do today. At long last, LGBTIQ Australians will be equal under the law. Our law will speak for a modern Australia, inclusive and fair. And those of us in Parliament privileged to serve, we understand that we do so with humility. The humility to recognise that the passage of this law does not, in essence, belong to us, that the credit for the passage of this law belongs to all Australians.
That's Opposition Leader Bill Shorten speaking in Parliament a short time ago.
Well, it's been a very long journey to get to this point, with some MPs calling for changes to the bill even today. What were their arguments?
Yeah, so today the bills have been ringing constantly in Parliament, with MPs running in and out to vote on these various amendments. The debate's been whether same-sex marriage legislation needed to be changed. So a number of Conservative Liberal MPs argued the bill as it stands isn't sufficient. They wanted further protections for charities and religious organisations. Also, there's been this argument for civil celebrants and that they should have the right to say no to marrying a same-sex couple, even if they aren't of a religious faith. But all of those amendments were opposed. It's interesting just to take note of the comments that Treasurer Scott Morrison said earlier today, though, on why amendments needed to be made.
I fear what other members have said, that we will have to revisit this issue once the injury is done, once the injury has happened. We could take steps now to prevent that injury, and we could ensure that protections are in place. Absolutely be assured on this issue. And I, like other members of the government, are disappointed that the Labor Party have decided not to have a fair dinkum conscience vote on these amendments, not to have one at all. And in doing so, I think they're letting people down in their communities who are depending on them to stand up for faith and religion and the work of religion and faith in their community in opposing these amendments.
That's Treasurer Scott Morrison speaking in Parliament earlier today. Now, debate over the untold hours that Parliament has talked about this has been pretty civil, but one MP made some pretty inflammatory comments last night and again today. Queensland crossbencher Bob Katter poked fun at the LGBTIQ community. He also accused them of taking the word gay away from the rest of Australia.
And I had to look it up in the dictionary, and gay means beautiful, happy, light, attractive, ethereal. Well, I wouldn't. Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, can you shut him up, please? This is the Parliament of Australia, not Abby Clapper's meeting. Order.
It's interesting to note the Speaker didn't shut down the clapping straight away. The rules here in Canberra are that the public gallery is not supposed to make any noise while they're watching the proceedings of Parliament, but of course today is a little bit different.
So now that same-sex marriage has passed Parliament, how soon can couples tie the knot, Steph?
Yeah, well, it's all about ticking boxes and signing papers now. So it's passed Parliament. The next step is the bill goes to the Governor-General for assent. That's most likely tomorrow. Then, for anyone, if you want to get married right now, whether you're a same-sex couple or heterosexual couple, you've got to lodge a notice of intended marriage form with your celebrant or minister, and that has to be done at least 1 month before you tie the knot. So technically speaking, we should see same-sex couples walk down the aisle on the 8th of January.
Thanks very much. That's Stephanie Boris reporting on a big day in Parliament. And ABC reporter Ashlyn McGee has been speaking to some of the people who went to Parliament today to see the same-sex marriage bill pass. Let's get a sense of their reaction.
What does this vote mean for you?
Oh, this is everything. To be the same as everyone else, to be, you know. Oh, it's the best news, and thank you, Australia. You're just terrific.
You're so speechless. I've got no
idea. I'm just overwhelmed with joy.
Some of the reaction to today's passage of the same-sex marriage bill.